question. You're asking me, is it possible to do tshuva without doing?
No, I'm thinking it's impossible. The blessing of Kodesh Baruch Hu which gave us that we lost certain memory. Because if not, we all will finish in mental institution. It is why people losing young loved ones after year. It's impossible to care every single avera for the rest of our life in our mind. It's just impossible physically, mentally, and so on. We were lucky to remember this avera. I don't know. I make any number. 6 by 11 year. But right now, in the span of your life, you're already mature man. Can you imagine how much if we will follow this recommendation?
Okay, so we spoke about this as well a little bit.
The amount of things, it's a magbel.
Right. Okay, so we don't want to fall into the trap here of it's how and just use as an excuse just to forget about what we've done and carry on. If we want to do this properly. Right, if we want to do this properly, as we saw in the beginning a few times, let's assume that the person does a. So if some person does a hashtun on nefesh, end of every day you take track. So you have to know what you're holding. And I know if you mean this every second of the day,
let me repeat it again, because maybe I misunderstood what you learned. It's very important that I did understand what you learned. The teshuvah has several parts. It's the first part, whatever it includes,
right.
And then after you did first part, where they have also several sub parts, then Rabbi Yonah says very, very important thing. And I didn't catch it immediately when I learned with you, that after that, it's very possible that maybe you didn't write the Shona. You need to keep in mind this. Not every second, every 10 seconds, every 2 hours, but simply one item. Forget about frequency. One item which you did, you still keep it in mind. And you, sorry about that you did it, and something like that. And we talk about it, why it needs to be done, because maybe it still comes back. So right now, I have very simple question. Forget about time, every minute, every second, 2 hours, 2 months. Number of averas which each of us got, tremendous number. Especially, the more you learn, the more you understand. It's impossible to care.
If you're asking, somebody who like us, or now, somebody who like us, who've done so many averas, how do we practically go around doing all of this?
Less power. To keep it in mind.
It's true. The more averas you have, obviously, the harder it is. You ask practically how to do it. I'd say probably you shouldn't just jump into the deep end. Yeah, like you saw, we spoke about, when was it, last week? So I think that. You have to, the closer you get, let's take it slowly, right? So let's say you're going to start. If you're someone serious about wanting to do tshuva, I mean, first of all, the way Rabbi Yonah is explaining, I want to call it a physical reality, but it's the reality, right? The tshuva is what's going to take away the stain of the avera, and if you don't do it, you're going to be left with the stain. So either you're going to be left with this stain of the avera, or if you want to get rid of the stain of the avera, so you're asking how to go about it practically. Right? We can't just start and jump into the deep end and be all of a sudden on the downgrade, especially when we have so much to do. So probably what you should do is, I guess, is start off slowly. Let's say start off with one avera. The basic trophy you're going to do for everything you're going to try and do is stop doing averas. But all these yogurt and all of these, I'd suggest probably you should take that, so you're right, one avera, and try and work on that. And like everything in life, right? Theoretically, we should be on a kivon of going, higher and higher, aiming higher, getting better and better, working on ourselves the whole time. Right, and I'm saying, so you'll start off, and you'll
need time to look, think also about what come. It takes me 5 hours.
Oh, so now you are talking about how long. Right, so you are talking about the time.
Carry all these bags. Right. Then forget about Baba Kama.
Right, so you're talking about the time. You're talking about the time that takes. So we are talking about the time. As only means that every single second of the day, you have to be able to.
So right now, right. What he meant.
A person has to be able to compensate.
Absolutely not interested what he wrote. Absolutely zero. If I cannot apply to myself, I'm not interested to even be here. Why are they different? And I now know what Ravaiona and also know what Shakespeare said. What? I need to help
me. I'll give you an example. Let's give you an example. Right, so we're coming up soon, the tunnels and Av, right? So the person is meant to be thinking about Avelos the whole time, by the whole base of Migdosh. Does that mean a person... I mean, nowadays, when we're in Golos, does that mean every single second of the day you should be having this depressed thought, thinking about nothing else, about the fact that there's a Churban, you can't do anything else? Right, all you want is Kray Kvina? So, always to a certain extent, that's true, but so how do we do that? Theoretically, all we should do, we should get up and say Tikkun HaTzeis once a day, and do things we have to do, but other times they're going to do other things. It's not going to be in the front of our mind every single second of the day. Right? Maybe. So the same thing here. We obviously a person's got lots of different things they have to do. You have to compartmentalize. You know, you're a person in general aware of the children. They're going to be, it doesn't mean every single second of the day they're obsessed with this, the yogurt and the chalata.
Well, right, but I mean, one I will handle, two, 10 I will handle of these handles, which done and I made sure, I hope. I just, but by.
So I'm not sure if you need a separate yoga for each aveira. I mean, obviously you're aware of that. If you're such a daraga of someone who's got lots of aveiras, you can have them. Maybe you speak of a general yoga.
Who doesn't have here? Don't say if
you. I didn't mean you. If a person, sorry, of course, I didn't mean you. Yeah. If a person has, yeah, a person who's coming with many aveiras. So, do you have to have a separate, I don't know, I think that's the way the mind works. I have a yoga because for this aveira and a yoga for that aveira, or is it enough to have a general? In general, yoga and the fact that I've been married and Hashem to such a degree that I've done some Yavirus. That's also a good, that's also would be included in yoga and all of these things, I guess. Okay. Alright, so let's get carried on after. So, talking about, you've done married of Oiz of Yochum, doing Vidri, which is part of the Shuva. Okay. All right. So, just one. By the way, what video is exactly is one of the mysteries to me for bringing it so far. Well, you've mentioned here something about it comes together with Chorah. So, whatever that is, that's part of Shuvah and Ezev. Now it carries on the spot. So, it's very good to be Mefachit. It's praiseworthy. So, right, as we were saying, without this whole Akdama of Benio, you know, we would have probably assumed it's talking about Fakhir, or we're talking about Averas, but not necessarily Tshuva. So now he's saying it's a continuation of the Moed of Oiz of Yerucham. Perish, after Pish the Moed of Oiz of Yerucham, we just said that all you have to do is be Moedah, and then Oizev, those two things, still, Yesh Olav Lafakhir Tomei, you should still be scared. Scared and worried, these go together. Dagon and Fakhir seem to be the same idea. So what do you have to be mefachid about? Ulai loy hishlim. The two things, right? The two things which we mentioned in the beginning, the two things you have to have dagon, these are the things you have to be mefachid. First of all, you should be mefachid. Ulai loy hishlim choy katshuva. You haven't finished, like he said before. Loy hishlim, maybe you haven't finished the choy katshuva. Kisri chanavadrigas rabbis. There's lots of dagas in shuva. So maybe you haven't reached the dag of shuva that you need to. So and that, what will you do? Therefore, yoysef oymetz b'chol yoy b'nahasim adres. You'll add oymetz fortitude or something like that. So work yourself, make sure, okay, you have to be aware, you don't be complacent, think, okay, I've done my tshuva. Yeah, maybe you haven't finished your tshuva, so make sure you keep on working on it to make sure you get to these dagas of tshuva. That's the first thing you have to mefachid. And the second thing you have to mefachid was the second dagah you mentioned earlier. Gam yichad ula yischadesh adav yitzra. You have to also be scared that the yitzra will be mitchadesh. And you have to work on yourself to guard yourself the whole time. And how do you do that? Again, as we said before, again, v'yotzif yiras Hashem benafshi tamid, and you should be meisif yiras Hashem always. So he adds in here something else you can do if you're mefachid, that you should daven. I think in his Shai Tshuva, the viewer here, he seems to understand that this Yispadel Tomid is a continuation of this second pachad, right, where he explains it. So therefore, don't be shumming menon, and be mighty be yath Hashem, you'll be misspelled on it. Right, that's what he says at the bottom. Yeah, at the bottom of it, oh, sorry, it's called, yeah?
So I would have said differently. Right? I think it's Madriak, he's saying, these two pachads, one pachad, and one pachad, Ola Yiskadish on of Yitzray.
On both of them, he's saying, you should be misspelled. Because of these, you'll be misspelled for both of these things. Misspelled Tomid Hashem, which is the first thing. Yeah? To help sure you finish the Shuvah. And the second thing, on Atzilei Miyitzray. So, Pashtas is going on both. On these two pachads, now a new Eitzah. Right, which makes sense, because before when you ever mentioned this thing, you never mentioned tefillah. Right. So he's going on both now. Right. Part of it is to work in his soul, and also, start with Hashem to help you.
Maybe right now he answers my question.
By this.
How he answers my question. You don't need to care in your mind every single avera which you do. But in general terms, you can daven Hashem. Number one, I hope I will make the Shuvah correctly. And number two, please protect me that he has come back.
Yeah, so like we said, I suppose like we said, any tshuva, all of the parts of tshuva, you could be more general and you could be more specific.
Like
yeah, I'm saying all of the things. Yeah, you could do it in a more general way, and you could do it in a more specific way. Mm-hmm. Okay, just one point here. Where do Bayina see? Is this whole build up to bring us back to where we see in the Pesuk in this Pachad and this Dago, where did he see that in the Pesuk that this is what he meant the Pachad is? Pesuk says, Ashri Adam Mufachi Tomid, you should be, have Pachad, or Dago as he calls it, yeah? Where did he see in the Pesuk that this is the Pachad and Dago you meant to have? He doesn't say what you should be Mufachi, he's saying that his Parshanot, that means this Dago he mentioned before. I mean, he had this whole build up, yeah, we had for like two pages. To say, to prove that this idea of Pachad, does he actually see this in the Pasuk? The Pachad is for these two points. The Pachad is, make sure you finish the Tshuva and make sure that that the Yitzhol is not Mitzadesh. So I think what he means to say is, that he, which is exactly the whole point he's trying to say, in fact, that it's a continuation of this Pasuk, a Moed of Oiz of Yerucham. Right? That means there's two, the Pasuk said before, basically, for Tshuva, you have to have two things. Tshuva, which we'll call a Moida, which is Vidoy and also Charata and everything else which goes in Tshuva. And Oizev, which, as we said, right, he just over here was a place where he decided to point out that Oizev is something else. Besides the Tshuva, there's something else, there's a Zivis Lachet. And on that, the apostle carries on, Ashradim Mefachit Tomid. What does that mean? Don't be complacent and think you've done your Moida of Oizev. You should be Mefachit that maybe you haven't done your Moida of Oizev. Be made of Eidav, do Tshuva, and the Zivis Lachet, and Ashkel Mefachit Tomid. It's being honest, made of Eidav. He's saying that's what the Dago is. The Pachad is, have Pachad that make sure you've done the Tshuva properly, the Tshuva, that's the first thing. Right? Maybe you haven't fallen short in your Tshuva. And second of all, the Zivis Lachet, which meant making sure that you're not, the Yitzhak is not Mitzkaber again on you, so you've been Mefachit that you haven't done that properly as well. So these two things, the Moed of Oizev, you should be Mefachid, that make sure that you've done them properly. Right? Yeah, that's what we said anyway, right? It's Hemshech of this Pasuk. Right? So if that's Pshat, if you remember last time we asked it, I was bothered by the fact that what's this Pachad of being Moisev, Yerat Shem Chalyim, and worried that the Holy is going to come again, that exactly is the Zivah Sachet. What are you doing again now? Because that's sending you to do the same thing again. Right? So the answer is, yeah, it's not a question. That's the whole good prayer. That's true. That's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying. Right? Be in a fakir to make sure you've done the Zivis Chet properly. Make sure the fakir means make sure you've done the truth properly. Don't be complacent and think you've done the truth. And don't be complacent and think you've done the Zivis Chet. Make sure you stay on top of it. Make sure you carry on in this way. And how do you do that? By making sure you carry on. And as I said, also mispel Tobit Hashem, Ozrei the truth, these two things. That's exactly the point he's trying to say. That's what Dago is. Best one fakir. That's exactly the whole point which he's trying to bring out there. Right, that's correct. But all time with Hashem, also that's true. That's clearly it's right. So you should daven to Hashem. Then the pasuk carries on. What? So I'd ask you, why do you have to have this pachad, this dago? So if you don't have this pachad, you've done shuvah. You think you've done the shuvah, and you don't have this pachad, or making sure you're staying strong in it. So
it's very simple.
Because maybe you're kidding yourself. Who said maybe you haven't? Maybe you're falling short.
No, I will give you a very simple marshal. You'll understand. Right now, you ate certain food, and then you have problem with your stomach for a week. And then you feel bad, good, if you absolutely nuts, you go for what about altogether?
Right.
You
okay.
Never
yeah.
Be afraid anymore. It means that you.
Saying to make sure you don't fall. Okay. Right. Right. Okay. So let's see. Let's see. Okay. So let's see what the how you had the pot.
You
have an accident.
You feel that way every time when you see food. You're afraid of it.
Right. Okay. So let's see. Okay. So let's see what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, "Ashi adam mefachid tamid." On the one hand, it's very praiseworthy to be mefachid, and the inverse of that is a makshelibo yipul below. Someone's makshelibo, he's hardens his heart. He doesn't care what's going to happen to him. Yipul below, he'll fall into bad ways.
No question.
Right. So what does he say here? That says that when you know makshelibo yipul below, ha'imel b'libo. I've done my tshuva. I'm not worried about doing the tshuva, getting the daggers of tshuva. And the second thing also, he's not worried about these two things. You're onish al ze. It's going to get an onish.
But not remembering.
Right, so it seems he's saying it's not just telling you what's going to happen. That you're going to fall back into bad ways and it won't work, you're going to get an oinish.
Because the teshuva was not sincere. This was a whole problem.
So you're going to oinish someone who, okay, that's the thing, be chiddush. And someone who starts doing teshuva and he doesn't do the teshuva properly to the degree they're meant to. So, as you say, the teshuva is not 100% sincere, so that's the reason to get an oinish.
Yes.
Okay. So he's.
If you said to your son, you did terrible things, and then he said to you, I'm sorry, Papa, and then you discover.
Okay, alright, maybe. Alright, well, I've already turned past, I'm actually carried this on.
Even you not make any aware at all. Example of Sota tell us, people ask why we need story about Sota. And Zuchazal, because it could happen with you. It is Sota with me. Is my holy wife? What are you talking about? No.
Thanks. Okay, yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's like we had right from the beginning. So somebody who doesn't do tshuva, is machmir a tshuva, then it's a terrible thing. It's like the guy who's in prison, you know, and he could have run away, and he doesn't run away, so that shows his. Okay, it shows he's not interested. That's your thing, yeah? Okay, so we'll just have to see if that's what Radian's going to say. We'll see when it's the Emir Hashem. But yeah.
Yeah, sure. Nice.